can be damn cheap for favorites, which is fine.
I know, that's Bill Sanders.
You ready? Here we go. It is 5 o'clock p.m. on Tuesday, July 14th, 2026. We'll call the Board of Works and Safety meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Weagles?
Here.
Smith?
Here.
Daniel?
Here. In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting on June 23rd. Were there any changes or corrections?
I didn't find any.
I did not find any.
Okay, hearing none, I'll make a motion. We approve the minutes as presented.
Oh, I'll second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up, we'll open the floor for any public comment. Anybody want to give a public comment? Okay. We'll close public comment. Next up is encroachment agreements. So the first one on our agenda for today is 201 East Ellsworth Street. Mr. Schultz, come on up. Need your name and address, please.
Eli Schultz, 201 East Ellsworth.
And tell us what you are planning to do here.
Build a fence. It's more like a, if you ever been to a zoo and those crazy monkeys, you know?
Okay.
Well, I have one of those now. Mm-hmm. And she's like almost two. And it's really stressful.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's like kind of like a...
It's more of keeping the monkey inside.
Keeping it in, you know.
Okay, yeah. Gotcha. Now, is this a like a panel fence or just side by side where there's no way to see in between it?
Yeah.
Or is it kind of spaced out?
Look, I'm just being completely honest with you. This is how I am. I'm seeking approval for the most aggressive thing.
Yes.
And then I can take that home to my wife and say, hey, this is the max. Whatever else you can come up with.
Gotcha.
You know, I don't, like, I'm not the designer. I don't know what this is going to look like. I just need approval for the most aggressive thing.
Okay.
That's just me being super honest with you.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. And I will tell you that it is a little atypical to do 6 foot right up in kind of a, I know it's a side yard, but kind of on a corner lot right up in the sort of front yard.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm asking all those questions.
Yeah, and, like, we're going to do this nice push and pull thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm totally, I understand what you mean. I was thinking strategically, if you saw on my map there, mm-hmm. that I'm away from Ellsworth.
Yep.
But I'm really close. Is it Washington or
Washington?
Washington.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So you can still see the corner. Like, it's not close on both there. So that was kind of my strategy with that, keeping in mind that
is
you need
line
to
of sight, you can still see pretty good line of sight there.
Yeah. And then Ellsworth doesn't have a stop sign at that intersection,
mm-hmm.
But Washington does.
Yeah.
So that's also relevant.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. If you want to propose something and we can talk about it, that's kind of what I'm going for, most aggressive proposal.
Yeah. Well, I was kind of going that direction to say, is there a reason you chose 6 foot instead of like a 4 foot or 5 foot fence? That's the reason I'm kind of getting.
Yeah, the thing is, I'm just trying to maximize the privacy,
sure.
And I don't even know if that's what we're going to do. I just, you know, I would like to get approval for that,
mm-hmm.
but if there's a specific reason why that won't work,
yeah.
then I'd like to know.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, so I know when, and the only reason, again, I'm bringing this up, these guys haven't even chatted yet, but... I know when we had discussed the property at the corner of Jackson and Line, we had a lot of conversation about that, and some of that was because of dog, and some of that was because of height, and some of it was the type of fence. So we had a lot of conversation. That's why it's fresh in my memory.
Yeah.
Is because it was right up on the road, if
yeah.
you will. But
anyways. The other issue was line of sight.
Yep, that was the other issue.
I did drive out. I just drove by there. About a half hour ago to get an idea what this could look like being that close to the sidewalk. I don't know. I've tried to go around town, but I don't remember seeing a 6 foot fully closed fence up alongside the road.
Mm-hmm.
I can understand it, quite honestly, being across from the jail.
Mm-hmm.
I get that, but at the same time, I don't know if we've ever granted a 6 foot fully closed fence along the side of a road. Usually those are along the alleys or backyards or places of that nature. I stopped at the stop sign and I tried to picture in my mind what that would look like.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still struggling with something that close to the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a reason that you came out from the property line and went across rather than just follow the property line straight across?
On Ellsworth Street?
Along Ellsworth, yeah.
Yeah, like, again, I was just seeing if I can get an extra 2 feet,
okay.
You know.
And for clarity's sake, the monkey you're talking about is a daughter?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Just for the record, I just wanted to make sure that was clear.
I'd have to have a different conversation.
I was going to say, I think there's
getting approval.
Just to be clear, I thought that's what we're talking about, but I thought it'd be clear. So, Dan, I guess the question I would have for you is, if it were something where you followed that property line straight across and gave that additional 2 foot, how would you feel about that? And, again, I'm not asking for a commitment. I'm just asking.
Like I said, I'm still looking at the aesthetics.
Yeah.
You know, we haven't allowed anything like that anywhere else that I know of. There could be, or there will be. But I have not driven around the town and seen a 6-foot fence right up by the sidewalk.
Is the height that you're referencing, or is it the wooden enclosed?
Well, we've got a combination of things. Everything fully enclosed, and then something that was 6 foot tall.
Yeah. Is it more so than enclosed?
Most every fence alongside of a road or intersection, we've put a, so you can see through it.
Yeah.
For safety reasons. And I understand what you're trying to do with your daughter, but I'm also looking at the ability to look through it just in case something crazy is happening at that intersection. I stopped at the stop sign and tried to think about that, and there's a fire hydrant right up on the other side of the road there. So I was kind of questioning, you know, where our lines are in that right-of-way. So I don't know if the water runs around Ellsworth or if it comes up Washington also, or how that works. Mike, do you have an idea where that might run?
I know our line runs down Ellsworth there. I do think we have a line that runs down to the one house on the alley from Ellsworth Street.
So I was kind of curious of that.
And I think it's out in the tree yard.
Okay. And I wasn't sure where exactly our septic ran along Washington there. Kelly?
It's out in the road.
It's out in
the road. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Does your house sit up a little bit from the road, or is it pretty well flat there? I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, the front of the house is really low, but then the back part is kind of higher.
Gotcha.
We have, like, part of the reason the height was the patio that we have there kind of sits up high. So that was kind of
gotcha.
Part of it too. But I guess I'm wondering, like, is the 4 foot height better for
the side yard? I think that would make me feel better if we could get to 4 foot personally. I don't know where you guys are, but that would, for me, I would be a yes on a 4 foot.
Yeah, I think the 4 foot would be better. And like I say, having it be in something decorative or see-through. I know you're trying to do the privacy thing, but I think the aesthetics of it would be better than a wall, so to speak, in that area. That's just me. I don't live out there, so I know that. I don't live there, so it's hard for me to
have
judgment on something
to have
like that.
It's hard to have an aesthetics conversation when my neighbor has giant monster faces on their fence 5 feet from the roof.
Oh, really?
You know. So, and I love Paul, the guy
who
goes to jail.
Oh, the jail. Oh, yeah. Gotcha. Okay, I'm with you there. I see. I
understand. There is a little bit of a, you know.
I understand that. Lisa, do you have any perspective here?
You know, I guess I don't have as much. I realize that this is the only place for him to put a fence. I guess I don't have as much problem with it being on the side there. I would prefer 4 foot. It'd be great if it's see-through, but I understand to put up a privacy fence on your property.
Yeah, well,
that's really the only area it can go.
The 4 foot thing, is that, can cars see over that to see other cars? Is that kind of the point of that? Is it safety, or is it just it doesn't look as wally?
I mean, I think in some ways I would say it's both. I don't think it's a car that could see over it per se, but any time we're looking at kind of, let's say, street frontage, typically that's where we stay away from that. And again, a part of it is the aesthetic of being able to see a house behind there, right? And some of it is the fact that it is kind of a, I'll say a barrier kind of a thing, but ultimately that's been kind of the precedent that this board, I think, has set going in the past.
I think don't we have an ordinance that says how close to the right-of-ways, or I know this is encroaching, but I thought we had something that said from edge of pavement, maybe we don't. When we dealt with that up here off of,
I know what you're talking about.
Jefferson and Line. You know, we had some issues with that, with right across the road from the...
Yep, I know what you're talking about.
We had some issues with that one. A lot of that was line of sight and being able to see the intersection properly, which we had the other one also, just north of there that dealt with that. We had them put an angle fence in so we could see through it.
Yeah.
I guess that's my issue, seeing something in order to look like we've got it. Maybe four feet off the sidewalk. But I don't know. I think that's, something.
Yeah. And remind me, you did those, are there apartments behind you there?
Yeah.
That's right. I thought you did those. I was trying to remember back. So, basically what you're fencing in is your house and to leave that separate and stuff. So
I don't know if a 4 foot to 6 foot makes a difference if it's a wall basically separating.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hey Chief, what do you think when we were looking at police in that area?
Obviously line of sight is my biggest concern.
My issue too, basically, sure. When it comes to that, and like you say, all the rest of the city, we made it a fence that you could see through. In fact, I thought there were some rules on that we passed.
Well, I feel like didn't the planning and building department send over Nathan. Nathan had sent over, I think, saying that basically it was kind of our call, if you will. I thought, but. So.
Mayor, we had another one where they had a 4 foot fence close to the road.
Yep.
They wanted as much yard as they could get.
Yep.
Then they decided to put a pool in. Then there was too much vision into the backyard where the pool was, so they moved the fence back away from the road and put in a 6 foot fence. But I think they moved it back like 8 feet.
I was going to say, it must have been a lot closer than what it was.
Yeah.
So, I get it. I don't know how much progress we're actually making at this point. I agree with what you're saying. I would personally, I'd be okay with a 4 foot that would line up with property line going out, even with the house out to Ellsworth and then following the line that he drew, if that makes sense. You understand what I'm saying?
So you're thinking...
Follow the blue line out.
And then not go all the way out?
Yeah, go all the way out to there, but a 4 foot, and so then I can, the guaranteed line of sight kind of a thing, because it's on that property line, if you will, and going up and following that out. That would be my proposal. I don't know if that'd work for you or not, but that would make me feel comfortable. I'd feel comfortable at line of sight. I'd feel comfortable with it not setting a new precedent. That's me personally. So.
Okay, well, I've seen where it doesn't have to go to BZA. This is a commercial property. But I guess I'm still thinking that we need to make sure we're okay with the planning and building with a proper type of fence that goes into that area. Because I thought we had some discussions on the type of fence that went up alongside a sidewalk or road.
We did. For Line and Washington, Line and Jackson Street, but I think that was because the front of the yard was Line Street, even though the front of the yard appears to be Jackson Street. Remember that? There was the difference of, we thought this was the front, but actually this was the front and it created. So,
I guess I'm still struggling with going that close to the sidewalk.
I get it. I understand.
What do I have that at right now? How close are you right now on your paper?
You have it drawn out to...
I have it drawn out to like 3 or 4 feet. It looks pretty close to the sidewalk.
Well, it's, yeah, I would... What's that say? It's 1 foot from the sidewalk.
Yeah, 1 foot from the sidewalk.
Yeah, 1 foot from the sidewalk, and then it looks like, is that 25 feet from the road, maybe?
Well, 20...
It's the property line.
Right, you've got two lines drawn, so he's got 25 foot from the curb to the his property line.
Yep.
And then he's got... I can't tell. I think he's got it.
It's 1 foot. 1 foot from the sidewalk.
Yeah. I guess I'm struggling a little bit with that.
Looks, yeah. Looks like a 3 foot out from the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you can move it 3 feet. Like I said before, I mean, I just...
Yeah,
I
get it.
This is my craziest idea.
I get it.
But if you want to move it back to like 3 feet from the sidewalk and then down to 4 feet.
To 4 feet back?
And allowing a 6 foot?
Mayor?
Yes.
In the ordinance, it says the height requirements, any fence or wall which projects into or encloses the required front yard shall not exceed 4 feet.
Right. But this is a side yard.
Okay. Well, I didn't know if coming this way, mm-hmm. if that's...
Oh, that is front.
Projects into... I see what you're saying. Well, and that's what... I guess there's a part of me that says if he follows the property line out, I don't want to be a dead horse, but if you follow the property line out, then it's not in the front yard. Now it's in the side yard. So I guess, theoretically... Because there's no side, is there a side yard? I don't remember.
No, just
it's just the front yard. That's what I thought. I think that's what the issue was on Jackson Line, because the front yard was not the front yard. So, anyways.
So you're saying not have this.
Yeah, not having the bump out, just going straight through.
Mm-hmm.
And then if he bumped it back from the sidewalk by 3 or 4 foot, yeah. Would you be okay with the 6 foot?
Yeah.
What do you feel?
I still kind of like the idea of a 4 foot, but if we don't have an ordinance, then I think there's a reason to say. So, yeah, if it's bumped back 3 to 4 feet and it sticks with the property line and doesn't intrude into
on the front
yard.
On the Ellsworth side. Okay, and I think I can agree to that too. Is that okay for you? So what we're saying is follow the property line on the front, in the front yard, if you will, along Ellsworth there, and if you're 4 foot back from the sidewalk, then the 6 foot will allow the 6 foot. Along the line that you drew.
Okay, so that's perfect. Can we write that one down? Like,
yes.
That?
Yeah, well, that's what we'll make a motion. I just want, before we make a motion and approve it formally, I just want to make sure you were okay with that.
I'm good with that as option A, but I'd like that to be option A. And then option B is there any way to get closer to the sidewalk with a 4 foot fence?
I would be okay with that. I know you're probably not.
Sounds like
you would be.
I don't know that I'm okay with a foot.
With it being a foot away from the sidewalk?
We do like 3 feet or 2 feet with a 4 foot fence.
I'd be comfortable with 3 and a 4 foot.
Yeah, give me one more foot.
One foot
over for
okay.
2 foot.
Let's make a deal here. Okay. Okay. So
if I was walking along that sidewalk,
it'd feel kind of close.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you ever walk around that sidewalk, it's the worst sidewalk in town.
Okay. Well, it looks like it needs some love. That's for sure.
Well, that's the other thing. If you ever decide to redo it, a foot's not going to be.
It's not going to be enough.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't worry. I ain't never into that.
Well, we may though.
Yeah,
I mean. So okay. So what I hear everybody saying is option A is that he can have a 6 foot wood privacy fence as requested. If on Ellsworth Street he follows this property line to 4 foot back from the sidewalk on Washington and follows that.
And it can be a 6 foot.
And that can be a 6 foot. If he wants to go to 3 foot from the sidewalk, he can have a 4 foot privacy fence. Again, following the Ellsworth line, the Ellsworth side property line, and following his line back there, but it has to be 3 foot from. And that's a 4 foot fence. Does that make any sense at all? Marcia, are you okay with all that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. That gives you two options.
Yeah, given everything there, that is a you cannot see through the fence.
Yes.
Right.
We all understand that. Okay. Yes, that it's a that's a wood privacy fence.
And my wife might like the decorative black ones.
And to be fair, if it's see through, that may be an opportunity to come back and we may have a different conversation. But since it's not see-through.
Oh, I think even.
That gives you a couple options.
I think we're good.
Yeah, okay.
I appreciate it, so.
So, I will make that motion. And Sally, if you have any questions of what I'm saying when you're doing minutes, go ahead and just let me know.
I will second.
Okay, motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. I'll say the same thing that I always say. If for some reason, for a utility purpose or something, we have to get in there, we will let you know. You can take the fence down. Or if it's emergency, we can't get a hold of you, we'll take it down. It's on you to put back.
Yeah, just make sure the monkey's in the
house. Okay, yes. We will
I'm
not
so
let
glad it. You said, because I was thinking monkey.
Well, that's okay. I got around the sidebar conversation about that, too. So okay, so next step is we're going to take that over to Planning Building Department. It should be over there by tomorrow at noon. So from there, then you'll have to finish up over there. Okay?
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Yep. Have a good rest of the day. Okay. Next up is 927 South Valley River. And they're like, this was a bad decision to come to this meeting. Name and address, please.
Ryan Boger, 927 Valley River.
Okay. And tell us what you want to do. I hate to ask. No, go ahead.
We are putting in a 6-foot privacy fence. We're asking to go 5 feet past the easement in the backyard.
Past the easement in the backyard. Okay. Okay. Utilities. Utility issues. Sean's good. Anything from water? Anything from storm?
Ours is in the front.
In the front? Okay. Kelly, you don't have any issues?
We're in the front.
Front? Okay. Any questions?
It's all in the backyard. I'm good.
It's all in the backyard.
Very good, yeah.
Okay. I'll make a motion. We approve the encroachment agreement for 927 South Valley River Drive.
I'll second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor should be the usual sign. It is unanimous. I'll say the same thing to you. For some reason, we do have to get back there for utilities or other purposes. We'll try to let you know. If we can't, we'll take it down gently, but it's up to you to put back. Okay? Cool. Same thing. Yeah. By noon tomorrow, it should be over at the planning building.
I'll take a half order of biscuits.
I know. Can we place our order now?
You're good to go. Thank you. Okay. Let's see here. What else we got on
again?
Okay. We have Gene Childers' property update. Mr. Childers is not here. You will remember that the last time we had a meeting, we gave him till this meeting to have a conversation with his lawyer about which option to move forward with, whether we come in and clean it up and then work with him on that, or whether we start fining daily. He clearly is not here. And I know that Craig's had dealings with Mr. Childers in the past as well. We got our report from our ordinance enforcement coordinator earlier today with pictures. While I do think that he has made some progress on the mowing, it's clear to me that there are still weeds and high weeds and grass. There's still junk vehicles. There's still junk scattered throughout the property. And it's my recommendation that we abate. We do an abatement and then place a lien on the property for the abatement.
I'm in agreement with that. I feel like we've extended compassion and we've gone the extra mile.
Yes, since October.
Yeah, since October. Since October.
Take action. Yep. I'll make a motion that we order the abatement process to begin, I guess the official abatement process to begin for 401 South Main Street.
Second.
Yes. Go ahead.
I just wanted to know to what extent.
Yes.
We
need to clean up all the issues that are against ordinance.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
And
building?
And, well, I don't know if you've been there lately, to the building lately, but my understanding is he at least secured... Did he secure the door?
The opening door.
Okay. Yeah. And Craig, I'm going to make you reach back in your memory. Where did we land on his? Did he fulfill the building abatement issue? Do you remember?
Well, technically no.
Okay.
Or not even technically, it's no.
He just didn't.
Yeah.
Okay.
Part of the order was to clean up the debris.
Yes.
From the property, he didn't finish that.
He did not finish that.
It's just dribbling stuff out of there.
I was going to say, if my memory serves me correctly, which is very probable it doesn't, but I feel like, did he contract like Moyer or somebody to come in and demo
Moyer
it?
Moyer came in, but before he was finished, he said he was done and had to leave.
But the building has not fulfilled that order.
No, because of Ray's building.
Okay. So, again, not to put you on the spot, Craig, but is that something that you need action, enforcement action by this body, or do we still need to go through a process to get to that point?
You want us to take care of it, we will. It becomes an unsafe building.
Understand that.
Again.
Yes.
After 6 months, if it's not cleaned up after the original demolition. That was October.
Yeah, that was October. Okay, I was going to say.
Is there something? The other thing on securing the building is, if the board see that that is, or I haven't really, because I was letting you guys deal with it, but if you think that people can make access and cause trouble under the fire code, we can have that secured as well.
Mm-hmm. I just have no hope that anything is actually going to be accomplished in the near future. Board members, you know me well enough to know I try really hard to have a heart for this kind of situation, and I just feel like we're not seeing enough progress, or really, Craig's done his job, Gary and Scott have done their job, I think it's time for us to do our job.
Yeah, I'm as compassionate as there is, but at the same time, you know, we can't keep milking this thing forever, which we have. We've bent over backwards for this gentleman, and yet we're still not seeing progress being done. So we got to do the next step.
And I'm in full agreement with that.
Okay, so let me restate my motion, which is to abate the ordinance violations that are on the property, and I guess instruct the building department to move forward with abatement of the structure.
Right. We will contact him, and we're 10 days. Notice
yep.
before we apply for advertise bids for cleanup.
Yep. Okay.
After 10 days, then we bring somebody in to
yep.
make the bids. Bring them to you. So
yep.
if you're willing to pick that up.
Yep.
And go from there.
Well, and then we place a lien on the property.
Okay. Yep. Then that's just not the structure; it's the cleanup of the property.
It's both. Yes.
Okay.
My motion is to both. It's both to order the cleanup of the property. And it's to order the building demolition or abatement of the building issues, if you will. So, grass, weeds,
and
junk, scrap, etc.
And vehicles,
yes. Again, if I were living right next to this, I would be irate that the city has not done anything about this. Now, thankfully, there's not anybody living really, truly right next to it, but still. So that's my motion. You seconded it? Okay. Further discussion. All those in favor show the usual sign. It is absolutely unanimous.
To that point, though, I do have a question.
Yes.
It's going to take you time to get going. It's going to take time to get somebody there to abate the building, correct?
Yes.
In the meantime, do we need to secure the building?
I'm going to rely.
I think it's secure now. The basement side that was open, it was a wide open. Anybody walk in that particular side. The debris and stuff is still laying on the ground. The previous building is fell down. So I think that's what we're talking about cleaning up. But the building that is currently standing.
Yeah, there was an elevator right there. Yeah. Little frame still left. That's where the opening was, right?
Right.
At the bottom of that.
And they closed it.
Okay.
So that's from Scott's report this morning.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Anything else on that?
No.
I figured. 351 North Lyon Street. Come on up, Craig. You want to come on up?
I really don't want to.
You didn't really?
Mayor, did you call? Did they actually call?
Yes, it was unanimous.
Okay.
Yeah, it was unanimous. Yeah. I have in my hand what you handed us the last time you were here from Empire Excavating for a demolition of a house on that property.
That was prepared for SNL.
Yes.
Sold it,
yes.
At
yes.
12 o'clock today to another company. And if it's the person I talked to on the phone a couple weeks ago, they plan on finishing the remodel of the house, the repair and remodel.
Okay.
I told him, I said, there is an order on it. It's expired already.
Mm-hmm.
So the question, I guess, for the board is, are you going to let him go ahead and wait, see what he's going to do? I haven't had any contact with him yet. I don't know if that's the same person I talked to or not. Well, he gave me his name, but I couldn't understand it. So...
So I think I
ran out on the 29th of June. So it's a week old.
It's a week old. So we did get I got a report from Scott on this property. And his concerns, and I did share those with Marcia. I think that there is, I don't know, I think there was some, he thought there was some violation of law about notification or things like that. Maybe there was notification. My point of this whole thing was to say that he recommended that we prolong this a little bit longer to give the new owners the opportunity to fix the property because he felt like there was a greater chance of the house being repaired than having a vacant lot, and the vacant lot may sit there for a while. Now, I could be wrong about that. Gary, were you included in that email? Maybe that was just a me thing. I'm not sure.
Can you give me a little history? So the actual owners of the house have sold the property?
Yes. So the house was in bad shape. We ordered it to be boarded up by the fire department who contracted with
Paul Davis
to get it all boarded up because you had the basement was being exposed, there was openings, the door was, I mean, and this has been a property that's kind of been like this for a little while now, and so that's when we issued the, you need to effectively bulldoze it because they were doing nothing. Mm-hmm. And then apparently they gave this to, the SNL gave this to Craig, which gave to us. And then it's sold apparently to somebody else.
And you can understand how they were speaking, so.
You couldn't get a name? Yeah.
I didn't understand the name on the phone. Yeah, it was SNL when we wrote the order. It sold to Neutra Properties.
Mm-hmm.
And then just again today, sold to an AMI.
Oh, so that's completely different. Because I looked up Neutra Properties and...
They're out of it now.
Yeah, they're out of it now.
Mayor, if I may.
Yes.
So Scott sent me something that says, since they boarded it up and secured it, it does not pose an immediate structural hazard. Just for information purposes, if we want to give this new company a shot.
Gotcha.
Remodel or...
Well, and...
I mean, currently it doesn't pose an immediate...
Yeah. And honestly, I mean, I would be actually somewhat in favor of even someone like Habitat for Humanity or somebody taking it over and refurbishing it and doing something with it. I just don't know how long we want to wait.
Well, after your inspections with the foundation and everything, is it? I mean,
yeah, they went in and shored up the floor system that was holding the house up. The exterior wall was originally built with improper materials. Really, the whole basement needs to be removed. I think that's probably what's holding everybody up from doing anything on the house.
Oh, see, that's new information I didn't have.
Now, according to Indiana's rules, they can go back in and repair it. However, I wouldn't allow them to repair it with the same material. So that says you want to do about the rest of it. I haven't been in that basement to see whether or not the other walls are pushed in.
That was one of Scott's questions that we were to ask you tonight. Do you even think it's capable of being rehabilitated?
You do anything, cut the money.
No. Well, he said
I've seen worse
realistically.
ROI. I guess ultimately that's the question is.
Yeah,
do we think there's really a return on investment for somebody who purchases the property? Because I guess the last thing we want is like what we have over on, is it Elm?
Yes.
Elm Street, where it's a property. Now, this property is bigger, so it could be built on. But
right.
you know, we have a property over on Elm that burnt down. It was owned by a shell corporation, so we bulldozed it because they didn't have the money to bulldoze it. That would have been during your time. And it still sits there with $30,000 or $40,000 in liens, I think, on it, or at
right.
least, or something.
And the hope there is just to get rid of it and split it between the two property owners.
Yes.
But, or whatever.
But it's sold tax sale.
Yeah.
It's a whole different story for a different day. So what do we want to do? Do we want to bulldoze it? Do we want to try to save it?
It was a Marksman case.
So this is just a another corporation that's bought it?
Yes. Third corporation in, well, second purchase, yeah. Second purchase in the last 2 months?
2 years.
2 years? Well.
Originally, well, it was taken back from the original owner.
Oh.
Which was M.J. Mershberger. He was bought it on the sale, the refurbishment. His issue was that he said his contractor took his money and left, so there's that. then it sold to SML, then it sold Larry to another estate, and I haven't had any contact with A&I. It's a new owner. I probably should talk to him. I don't know how to hold up.
Got it.
My boss is probably find out.
Yeah. So I guess what, go ahead.
I guess my thought is, are they just trying to prolong this thing?
Well,
people keep buying and selling. And
well, I mean, so Nutra Properties bought it from SNL for a whopping $34,000. That's for the property and the house. And MJ Investments back in 2020 bought it from Metropolitan Life Insurance Company for $30,000. And say what?
Metzberger,
yeah. So, I mean, the point of the matter is the house, I mean,
I don't know what State Chief said.
I would make a recommendation, since the district care is not a hazard currently, that we give credit till the next meeting to make contact with this new company and see what their plans are. They may come and demo it themselves.
Yeah.
And rebuild something.
And rebuild something on it.
Or they may come and say, hey, no, we're going to remodel it, reconstruct it, or
and then you could give them the notice that they've got to do it by a certain period of time.
Yeah.
So that we don't delay.
Back here.
Yeah.
Have to come back here to reestablish that timeline.
Right, right.
From the floor says, first floor says to the top, the structure is in pretty decent shape.
Yeah, it's just below that.
You know, for that age of which was probably built in the early 1900s, probably, or late 1800s. You know, it seems to be pretty in shape. It's still square. The windows are basically still in at the total.
Right.
They'll have to decide how much you're going to get into it. I've seen houses like that refurbished and sold for as much as $200,000. And others that didn't get their money back on it. So it's hard to say what they want to do. My real concern is that A&I is an actual company that can do this work.
That's your concern, or you think they are a real company?
That's my concern. I don't know them.
Yeah.
Are they just somebody's desk? Somebody sitting at the desk is
going to
hire the cheapest guy he can to come in and work for
it.
Yep. Well, then I guess I'll make the motion that we turn it back over to our building inspector to make contact with that new company and then maybe come back with us in the next 2 weeks to see what their plans are.
So effectively we're delaying the order to demolish by 2 weeks.
Right.
Okay. And that's okay? We're good to do that? Okay.
Nathan's actually the enforcement authority in Columbia City.
Gotcha. Yeah, I got you. I'll second that. I think delaying 2 weeks, give him an opportunity to talk to somebody. And then if they either don't respond or they come back and say, well, we're not exactly sure, then I think we just say, okay.
Yeah.
We move forward. If they come back and say, here's our plan, and by the way, here's our contractor, and here's what we're going to do, then I think it would be very helpful for them to come to this meeting or at the very least send a report to you or to us or both to say this is our plan. But I think anything less
timeline.
Yes, I think anything less than a timeline and a plan, I think the next meeting we're going to demo it. So, and just make sure that's clear when you communicate with them if you get in contact with them. So, you motioned and I seconded for the discussion. All those in favor of the usual sign, it is unanimous. Thank you, Craig.
While I'm here.
Yes, please do.
I also have two other projects here in town, or addresses in town, that we've been looking at. We talked to them last fall, and actually issued orders last fall. Scott's been on these.
Okay.
One is Kyle Preston at 106 East Jackson Street. A detached garage in his backyard is in very poor condition. The order was to repair. He's done nothing on it. So Nathan wants to reissue the order, but order it as a reissue as a demolition order.
Because it's leaning into the alley, correct?
Goes in the road.
Yes.
The other one is a Zachary Hestine at 216 East Hannah. He's got a structurally sound building, except that the roof is rotting off of it, rotting off between the rafters. Same issue. We issued a order to repair. Has not been done. I did talk to him one time. He said he was trying to get his financing around, but that was last fall after the order was issued. So we would probably want to do the same thing, issue the order, but for demolition at this point. It's getting to the point where it's not going to be worth trying to save that roof section for that roof system.
So their issue is that they don't have the financing in place yet? Or that's what he's saying?
He hasn't called me back.
Okay.
That's the last time I talked to him. He was looking for financing.
Okay. I may have an in on that one.
It's the roof. If the rafters are still in good enough shape,
yeah.
I can't say where they are or not. I haven't ever actually investigated the actual lumber. But the roof kind of rotted off between them. So over each rafter, there's a little bit of roof that's still running water. So it might be okay to repair yet. I don't know.
Okay. Let me work on that one, but I know the Preston one has been, I know Scott has definitely kept me up to date on that one. So what are you asking for anything from us on either of those?
Not right now. If you approve, we just want to keep you informed what
yes.
Nathan's intent is. He wants to redo the order.
Okay.
It's a demo order. Put the normal on it. We might, instead of 60 days, might give you 30.
Okay. Okay.
And then it will probably be require a hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Just because demolition has gotten so expensive.
Sure.
Typically, I'd say no, you can put that stuff in pickup on the way.
Yeah.
You bring a contractor in.
Yep.
You know, just this location where it's asking to be an issue.
It's going to be an issue. Okay. Okay. Any questions?
No, sir.
Yes.
I agree, Craig. I think given 30 days, that would be great because he's had plenty of time.
We already gave him. Right, 90. That's what
yeah.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
He's had, it's kind of another situation where we're. To help
people, yeah. Yeah, we are not quick on the draw to get, we're quick on the draw to give people the opportunity to fix stuff. We are not quick on the draw to demo.
Right.
That is usually our last resort. In fact, I think I can count on one hand how many times we've ordered demolition in my 15 years as mayor. So, but we're going to try to get past 5 apparently at this rate. So, okay, thank you.
Anything else for me?
I don't think so.
Thank you.
Sorry to give you more homework. Thank you.
It's Nathan's
work. That's true. Okay, next up is trick-or-treat date. I know it's July, but every year we talk about it. I've already gotten my first question of when trick-or-treat is. I think the natural thing this year would be to put it on the Saturday, the 31st, from 5 to 8. It finally works out for once. So my recommendation would be that, unless you all have other thoughts or opinions. This will probably be the easiest vote we'll take all year long. So I'll make a motion that we have trick-or-treat hours from 5 to 8 p.m. on Saturday. You're not allowed to say anything. Saturday, October 31st, 2026.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor should be the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay, next up is street closings, and I think we have an additional one too, don't we?
Yes.
Okay, so let's do the ones that are on the agenda first, which is?
I added it to the agenda.
You did? Okay.
Should be at the end.
Okay.
For the 4-H.
Okay, so the first up is 35th Anniversary Customer Appreciation Day. This is for Flowtech. It's basically they don't want the whole alley closed. They just want the area by the building there so they can do the tent and all that kind of stuff for customer appreciation. Any concerns from department heads? Any concerns on Board of Works?
No, sir.
I'll make a motion we approve the street closing permit for 208 East Chicago Street as presented.
I'll second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor should be the sign. It is unanimous. Next up is the 4-H Fair Parade. It's the same route as last year. This is on July 21st. And any issues? No issues? No issues? Okay. I'll make a motion that, no, sorry. Any issues over here?
No.
Okay. I'll make a motion we approve the street closing permit for the 4-H Fair Parade as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous. I only had two in my box. Was there another one?
No.
Okay, that's right. Okay, good.
Mayor, okay. Is the Flotec closing the alley down their south then? I didn't see any barricades or anything mentioned on there.
They did not request barricades unless there's something else on there. They did not request barricades, so I'm assuming they're doing it themselves.
Okay.
Which again, probably shouldn't assume, but
we can
just double check with them. Okay. Okay, cool. Okay, I have one last thing before we move forward. LPA contract, this is for A&Z Engineering. This is the third phase of Westgate. Specifically, this is for the construction, inspection, and administration services. It is an addition of, I had that number down, and now I got to remember what it is. I think it's what?
What? How much that contract was?
Well, I think it's an additional 119 in total. But I could be wrong. Let me look real quick.
116 or 1.
I think it's 29 or 120. Anyway, it's like $120,000. Okay. But again, that's construction, inspection, and administration. We have the money set aside for Westgate. It comes out of that. So any questions about this? It's just an addendum to what we already have. March has already looked over it. So I'll make a motion that we approve the supplemental agreement number one for LPA consulting contract services with A&Z Engineering as presented.
I'll second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous. Bills.
I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable in the amount of $1,000,000. Oh my goodness, I should have practiced these numbers. $1,007,725.28 from the allowance of account payable vouchers dated July 14th, 2026 for checks.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable in the amount of $762,818.92 from the allowance of account payable vouchers dated July 14th, 2026 for EFT payments.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable except overtime in the amount of $320,574.27 plus overtime in the amount of $12,987.32 for a total of $333,561.59 for the pay file ending June 26, 2026.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
And I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable in the amount of $13,500 from the allowance of account payable vouchers for the pay files dated July 3rd, 2026 for third quarter clothing allowance.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay. Are you sticking around?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, is there anything for the Board of Works from department heads that you have? Okay, Terry, you're good. Chip, you're good. Kelly, Tom, Mike.
Yeah, I got two high service pumps that have been in service for 16 years, and they are starting to lose their volume. So, we need to have them rebuilt, and the cost is $38,000 for both of them.
How much?
$38,000. And that includes rebuilding the pump and also reconditioning the electric motors.
So $38,000 for both?
Yeah.
Okay.
$19,000 apiece.
Apiece. Okay. Any issues? Okay. You have the clearance. Go ahead. Yeah. Yeah. $38,000
ain't nothing. No. I'll spend $30,000 all day long.
Anything else, Mike? Okay. Mike?
Just that we have the blowers that supply air to our aeration tanks. Some of those have been there since the one of them has been there since I started. It's been rebuilt several times. The units of silencers that sit on top of it,
The one is on its fourth one. We took one from a spare, put it in there, and we bought it three times, and it keeps cracking and breaking. So we have a company coming in tomorrow to assess it and look at it and give us some pricing on what we have now. We have Kaser blowers. That's what we have outside and inside.
Mm-hmm.
To look at that and see what they can do as far as that. That way we have like equipment. So because it just keeps, and then we also have some coming in to try to weld it back up into shape. We have to have that air supply, and it's just tired of fixing it after so many years. So
okay,
so I might be bringing back some pricing just to see where we're at on that. So
okay, so that'll come at a future meeting potentially.
Yeah, I just want to let you know that we're doing that. So okay. that way you have,
yep.
I don't blindside you when I come back with it. So
I hear you. Great.
All right. Thanks.
Sean, you have anything for Garrett? Marcia?
Nothing.
Sal?
Nothing.
I don't think I have anything. Dan?
Nothing, sir.
Lisa?
Nothing.
Anything from the audience? We have no press, so we'll call the meeting adjourned. Thank you.